God gave me that, because you would never know that my grandfather was a coal miner, and that's what killed him. See, God says in Proverbs 25:2, it is the glory of God to conceal a matter, but the glory of kings to search it out. He's not hiding things from us. He's hiding it for us. Don't kids like hide and seek? Oh, they love it. They're constantly playing it. Okay? And they get us to run after them, and my older kids to run after the younger ones. See, he wants us to spend time so we can press in and go, what is this, Lord? Would you please talk? And then he gets to unveil all that. Okay? Now, God wants to seek out, when he wants us to search out the interpretation, remember, you have to always, just like the word, context. What is the context? Okay? Just as a scripture can be taken out of context, so can a vision or a dream. Now, in this class, he's given you a lot of grace because he's training you. Do you understand that? I see a lot of grace flow in this class. And since context is a part of a bigger picture, we must keep this in mind when going to interpretation. Interpretations are not opinions. If God just gives you one little thing or one little sentence, say that one little thing. I took on someone who's relatively new in the prophetic on the team on Saturday night. I knew she was really pressing in to try to practice prophetic. And probably more than 50 or 60% of the time, she didn't get anything when somebody came up here. So maybe she, if there were 10 people, she only got revelation for 4. And she was apologizing. I said, don't give anything if you're not getting it. But the couple she did, she got right on. And they were usually, most of them were one word, and there was one she had about a sentence or two. That's where she is. I said, God, I told her, God is so pleased with you. The other thing you want to do is have wisdom and balance. See, there are no absolute formulas. I've seen this with God. The minute you make a formula, he rips it apart. I've seen that in meetings. I was like, okay, this is the way we're going to handle this thing, and you get real comfortable, flip, and he flips it all. In everything. He doesn't want. He wants me to not leave him out of the pattern. It's intimacy he's about. This is why the prophetic is what he wants for you. Intimacy, intimacy, intimacy. We could give you 5 steps. Do this, 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 and then you're going to get a word. No, I'm telling you, the first thing I told you day one, it's all about relationship. Now, God can also use a symbol to represent different things, and I have that on your sheet. For a serpent, you could be evil, Satan, deception. It could be Jesus. John 3:14 and 15 says, as Moses was lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so the Son of Man must be lifted up. Okay? Jesus was comparing himself to a serpent. We would never say Jesus is a serpent, but he just did there, right? It could also mean the medical profession. It can represent healing or a medical condition. That's a lot of things on one symbol that you saw. Now, how many of you really, be honest, if you saw a serpent, you go, oh, there's something with the devil? I mean, yeah, see, because we've been taught. But if you stop and you think about that, that's right, I need to slow down just for a second. And I always ask God a question. Is that this? See, the paper chain, I wasn't getting something about Christmas. I wasn't getting anything. I was asking him little questions on the inside. I said, well, I'm just going to release paper chain. Huh? I didn't have anything to release. I wasn't going to release it. Okay? I asked God questions, and everything I asked him, the answer was no, until he showed me the second picture. All right. Now, how about delivering the revelation? This one's so easy. Why don't you just ask God for wisdom? I have learned when I'm alone with God and now this isn't so much in here. In here, you're supposed to deliver what you get unless it's negative. You're probably not getting anything negative because it's typically not what God does in these classes. But when I'm praying at home, I'll get something negative. In the beginning, when this first started happening, I hated it. I felt like I was judging the people. And then God said, no, I need you to pray for them because I'm revealing something that they are so blinded to. They have such a stronghold they can't see the truth. I remember this one time, one of the girls in my Bible study, I was discipling her, she was living with the father of her children and not married. And I knew this. I knew that's what was going on. And I remember thinking, oh, I'm judging her. Don't judge her. And God said, just pray for her. And after praying for her for a season, she called me one day out of the blue and said, we're getting married at Lakewood in next week. Next Friday, can you be there? Yeah. And I was like, praise God. And she is one of the best students I've ever had. Now, if I had judged her, do you think she would have stuck with me? She is going out and moving it for God, and she has 5 kids hanging on her tail like I did. But if I had judged her about that, that's where she was. She just needed some revelation. And you know what? Things really turned in her life after she got married. I mean, I'm talking to just every problem you could have to lightning. And it was because then things got decent in order for her. I mean, she was already being convicted, but I didn't go tell her that. I was praying. I know there were always a few girls in my Bible study that would smoke. My husband came home one day, he goes, "You're just like Jesus. You're not judging them because they're standing out on the curb smoking." I said, "That's not my business. They're here. Okay, I know they want to quit. What am I going to?" He goes, "You know, that's not your typical Bible study, Deb." And I'm like, "Well, this is who God sent me. These are the sheep he gave me." So we minister always the heart of God. The heart is always to encourage and build the person up, okay? The other thing you need to know about delivering the revelation is you must wait on God's timing. Now, this one I learned a lot with my husband. So think about your spouse if you're married. Do you ever go ask them something that's pretty important at the wrong time? I learned real quick. Okay. In fact, this morning my 19-year-old daughter said, "What kind of mood is Dad in?" I said, "Why?" She goes, "Well, I need to talk to him about some things tonight, and I just want to know, you know, how's the business going?" Timing's important, isn't it? You know, there's just sometimes if you can see it on my face, don't talk. My husband knows I'm not talking to her. You know, and you're like that too, because I know I can't be the only one. And I don't like getting into the flesh or the soul realm, but I do sometimes. I lose that oneness. Remember how we talked about being that constant one and how we have to recognize when we're out of it? I get out of it, okay? Now, we're going to do one more activation. If we're going to do, how many were there? I don't remember. Was it 14, I think? 16? Okay, because I wanted to do it in groups of five, like five and five, 10. Okay, so we're going to have, if there's 18, I want 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 to line up here. We're going to do the line activation. Come on, number 1 through 5. And I want 1 through 5 to face the back wall. And then 6 through 10 to come up. Face the back wall. Look at the clock. And then 6 through 10 to just stand in front of the people. Do it quickly. And then that would be 11, 12, 13, 14. Okay. 11, 12, 13, 14, face the back wall. If you're 11, 12, 13, 14, face the back wall. We're going to have a line here and a line here. Two lines going at the same time. And then 15, 16, 17, 18, face me. Now, did you do this one last week? Okay, so you know how to do it. I don't have to keep going over all the rules. Is anybody confused? Raise your hand. You move. Okay, so you're going to move. All right, and I'm going to give you the countdown. And when I say to go, you move. Okay. Is everybody, okay, that group's still getting back there. Okay, the ones facing the wall and looking at the clock. Okay, if you're the group looking at the clock, you're the prophesier. You are prophesying, okay? Okay, so John, the left is going to move. So John's going to move down here and prophesy over Mike, okay? So then everybody this way is going to move up. Coco, you're going to move and prophesy to Kathy after Dana, and the line's going to go to the left. Does everybody have it? It doesn't matter if you're not exactly 13 and 4, just so that you each have a person back there. All right, are we ready? I'm going to open this in prayer. Father God, we thank you for who you are. We thank you for the spirit of prophecy. We thank you that we get to encourage, edify, and build up our brothers and sisters, Father. We believe that these words are going to be like arrows to them, Lord. You said, as many as are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. And Father God, you know that everybody in here is longing to walk into the fullness to be a son and a daughter, Lord. We praise you for the destiny words that are going to be released. And we thank you, Father God, that you're such a good God, that you're not about judgment, that you reserve. You're about loving, building, strengthening. Okay? Why don't you pray in tongues for like a few seconds? Okay, get your mindset. Set your eyes on Jesus. Everybody got your eyes on the Lord? Okay, I'm going to give you 35 seconds to prophesy, okay? Get ready, get set, go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, switch. No, you're not moving, sweetheart. You're going this way. This way. Yep. All right. Get ready. Get set. Prophesy. Five, four, three, two, one. Please stop and move down. Remember, if you really weren't sure you're getting something, you can at least prophesy that God loves them. Okay. Is everybody in place? Is that back row in place? Okay, almost, almost. Okay. Get ready, get set, prophesy. Five, four, three, two, one. Stop. You may move down. Are we in place? Okay, this line, move down. Okay. Everybody get ready, get set, prophesy. Five, four, three, two, one. Thank you, Lord. Okay, everybody can move down. That group's ready. You're ready. Oh, you're all done? You're done? Okay. They just have this last one. Get ready, get set, go. Stay there because you're going to switch positions back there. Five, four, 3, 2, 1. Okay. Both groups have, now stay where you are. Stay where you are. Are we? Okay. Yeah, move down. Okay. All right. Now you should be back to the starting point. Now if you're facing me, raise your hand. Okay. You're going to be the people prophesying. So you'll be the ones moving. Okay. You're going to move that way, towards this wall over here. Dana, you will go down and talk to Kathy. I can't remember. She'll move. What's Tisha? Yeah, you're going to move. You're going to prophesy, then move. Okay. Yeah, you're going to move to her. You're going that direction towards that wall. Okay, are we ready? Ready, set, prophesy.
Five, four, three, two, one. Stop and switch. Everybody move. Yeah, that's right. You're going to move. This row is going to move down. That's right. Just push them out of the way if they keep talking. One time I think Kathy pushed. Okay, everybody's ready? Ready, set, prophesy. Remember, it can be a feeling. Five, four, three, two, one. Okay. Stop and move down. It's important to girls. Hair is important. It is. He cares about your hair. Isn't he sweet? Okay, move on down. He cares about those things. Doris. Okay. All right. Remember to keep. Okay. Ready, set, prophesy. First thing that comes to your mind. First thing. Five, four, three, two, one, stop and move on down. Okay. Heidi, you want to come on down here? Is that group ready? Because it looks like two people are okay. Ready, set, prophesy. Five, four, three, two, one. Stop and switch. Move on down. Okay. You ready back there? Oh, you're done? Okay, you can sit down. If that group's done, you can sit down. Ready, set, prophesy. Five. Four, three, two, one. Okay. We're done. I'll let you finish this one and then you can sit down. You can finish this particular word. Okay, so why doesn't everybody sit down? Is anybody willing to share something they got or gave?
Is anybody willing to share? Come on, we're like a family. You want to share? Come on up. Come up and share something. Yes, you come.
Okay, it's funny. This afternoon I was asking my mom about my hair. I have an interview tomorrow and I was saying, do I need to do my hair? Do you see my gray? What do I need? So it just gave me a word that saying, God is saying, you look good, your hair. And he really specified hair. He said, yeah, hair. I was like, wow. He said, yeah, God's saying your hair is fine. He wears
Right, that's nothing I don't think I've ever prophesied in anybody's hair, but she needed to know that God thought her hair looked good for the interview tomorrow. Well, here's what I want you to do. I want you to give yourself applause. You have completed prophetic level one. I can't remember now. We did this at the leadership meeting. It's going to be in the fall when we do the advanced. It'll be sometime in the fall after we get in the new building. But you did it, and you didn't run away. You stuck. Some of you was hard. Some of you have advanced. Some of you are like, do I know what I'm doing? Here's the key. Keep practicing. Keep practicing. Now I've given you another way in your quiet time. Don't even open anything up. Lord, what are we going to do today? See what he tells you. I can guarantee you he always has an opinion. If you wait long enough, he's going to give you something to do that day. And he'll tell you, where do you want me to read in the Bible? Ask him. You're going to start, and it's going to be amazing. And you'll say, oh, that's what I exactly, and then you'll see in that day it's exactly what you needed that day or the next day or to give somebody. So I think Ann wants to talk to you for a minute, right, Ann? I don't know if we got the mic working. Did you get it working?
Okay. Yes. I do want to go ahead and take an offering because we do have to pay to rent the facility tonight. And it's above and beyond what our normal budget is. So I did want to do that. So if you want an envelope so you can get, so Dana, can you get us some envelopes or are they here? And while we're doing that, so ask God what you should give. I mean, that's what I was saying the other night when I did the offering. We need to pray and ask God. The new covenant, we always should be asking God and following his direction. But while we're doing that, and you can write a check to In His Presence Ministries or just use an envelope and give a credit card or cash, we signed our contract today with the new building. Yay! Hallelujah! Celebrate. So we gave them checks, deposit, and first month rent. And we're, according to the lease, we'll officially be able to move in June 1st. So we've got to get out there and start deciding what equipment we have to buy. Soundboard, speakers, lights, all the fun stuff, chairs. And so start putting together lists of things that we need. So I'm really excited, but I'm exhausted, you know. You know how it is. It's like going to the mortgage company and signing the papers. So, like I said, we have almost 11,000 square feet, so we have a lot of room. This approximately is 5,500 square feet for this office space. So you can see we're about twice this. And then there's an upstairs area which isn't even considered part of that footage. And we asked them today to make sure when they came in and redid the air conditioning to fix it so that the upstairs air conditioning works, because we could put a prayer room up there because it's a nice quiet place, and we could have, you know, use it for storage and use it for a prayer room, and it'd be a good place for that. So So we'll have a lot more than even 11,000, because we have that whole area in the upstairs, which is, if you can imagine what a movie theater is like, they have projectors, and the projectors were upstairs. So there's a whole area upstairs with a glass window that looks down on the sanctuary, and so we could have people up there praying, even during the service, and they can look down and see the through the glass windows down into the sanctuary. And so God knew when to move, because a couple of weeks ago, a week or so ago, a group came in who were interested in the entire facility, because we're only going to rent half. And so God knew we needed to move ahead, because we could have lost it. But they had decided they would stick with us, because they had been talking with us, and so they're honest people. So they could have gotten more money out of them, but they didn't want the church mad at them. So I'm just, I'm excited. How about you? Are you excited? I'm excited. Wow. Oh, it's at Highway 6 and Clay Road. There's a Gold's Gym in that area, and we're taking over the area that was
Bounce House.
The Bounce House is what we're taking over. And at one time it was a theater. I mean, my kids went there to see movies years ago. So it was a theater. And we'll have three theaters, and plus some other small rooms, classroom type rooms. So it's really, wow. You look back 5 years and you go, wow, how did we get here? Only at God's insistence. I remember when he insisted that we start doing weekly services. He told me that for over a year before he finally said, you'll do it in September. And we did. We did it the first week in October, because I was out of town just the end of September. So we were close. But he said September. So he got tired of me just dragging it out. So if you want to come, let me pray. Oh, our Heavenly Father, you're such a good God. You're such a great Father to have. It is so wonderful to have someone to trust and know that they're looking into all the details and have it all covered. Lord, we just bless everyone who's in this class. We just thank you for their spirit, and we just ask for you to impart great, great, great gifting into their life. We pray this in Jesus' name. We bless this in Jesus' name. Amen. So we're going to turn it over to Karen. And you see all the stuff she has for y'all.
This is going to be fun.